This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. President Donald Trump will spend a few days at a military hospital after contracting COVID-19. AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
His spokeswoman says it's out of an abundance of caution on the recommendation of his doctor and medical experts. Kayleigh McEnany says the president remains in good spirits and has mild symptoms, but that he will work from Walter Reed's presidential offices for a few days. His doctor said earlier the president is fatigued after being injected with an experimental antibody cocktail. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden says President Donald Trump testing positive for the virus is a bracing reminder of the seriousness of the pandemic. Speaking at an event in Grand Rapids, Michigan, the former vice president said he wished Trump and the First Lady a full recovery and that this is not a matter of politics.
Sending my prayers for the health and safety of the First Lady and President of the United States after they tested positive for COVID-19.
Biden said it was a reminder to all of us that we have to take the virus seriously. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson, who had his own bout with COVID-19 earlier this year, has sent best wishes to the president and first lady. AP's Charles de Ledesma has more.
Johnson was hospitalized for a week in April after he contracted COVID-19. Now he sends his good wishes to America's leader, who's likewise contracted the virus.
Obviously, I think we all want to send our best wishes to the president and the first lady. And
news the world's most powerful man has been infected with the world's most notorious disease has drawn instant reactions around the globe, with leaders wishing Trump and the first lady a speedy recovery. Charles de Ledesma, London.
This is VOA.